This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It started with football. The NFL, dun, dun, dun. I heard Hank Williams Jr. said they can no longer use his song, Are You Ready for Some Football? The Monday Night Party, whatever. I heard he said, no more, can't use my song. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to it, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That's how you can find us. It's that easy. thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yeah, I've talked recently about Donald Trump decimating the left in every area of their social justice agenda. And one of the areas that never should have social justice mentioned is the meritocracy, the supposed meritocracy of sport. Sport is where you just got to make it. You got to be the best. I'm not saying there aren't people that cheat. I'm not saying there aren't people that, do drugs and steroids or whatever else. But even with that, you still got to go out and do the work. You can take all the steroids you want and still be a fat slob sitting on your sofa. It isn't a steroid. So you got to get out there and do it. Now, if all things being equal, there are people that are pushing it harder. And you know what's funny? The people who are pushing it harder, the people demonstrating the ability to overcome against all odds, etc., to pay attention to their fathers and go to the coaches and the whole thing, are black people. We demonstrate in sport that we're willing to put in the work. But you know what we're not willing to put in the work? In a host of other areas. Because we want the government to take it. Will the government come rub my tummy for me, please? That's what we do. We sell out. And so we have got, and then when you get to the stage where you're like at the top of your career, the peak of your career, like a Colin Kaepernick, you know what you do? You cry, no justice, no peace, man. They're killing black people. And y'all don't even get me started, because I've told many people there that these guys are so far removed. When they get pulled over by a cop, they don't get a ticket. The cop asks them to sign their autographs. They don't know anything about this. Oh, no justice, no peace. They don't even have friends that have been shot at by cops or pulled over anything. They got to live vicariously through the thugs that cops find on the streets around this country. And they ignore the thugs that are killing other black people, but they got to make their way. Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. Well, they don't. And you know it. You've listened to this program. And you know me well enough to know that as a black man, I ain't trying to earn any points with you white folks. I'm not a tool of the white man. I just happen to be a realist. And I'm sick and tired of black folks using excuses for not being the best they can be. Because you know what? Every one of them that's saying it, the LeBron Jameses, the Stephen Currys, and the whomever else's, every one of them gave it their all in order to get to where they are. They know what it is to do it. They know what it takes to do it. But you know what they don't want? They don't want other black kids doing it. Tell anybody. They're really crabs. They want those other kids to stay down. Don't you go and do what I did. I'm going to demoralize you because I'm getting mine. I'm going to make you think I care. But they don't care at all. All they care about are their fat paychecks. And because they don't make as much money in the game than they do out of the game, they don't have to care what happens to the owner's money. So what? You don't go to the games. So what? The TV revenue goes down. It doesn't matter to them. You think, how much money you think LeBron James makes in the sport of basketball? A lot, right? What do you think he makes outside? Look at any athlete you want. Whatever they're making inside the sport, they make 2 to 5 times outside the sport easy. The big guys. Easy. Or easily, I should say. Thank you, Ms. Pickens. Yep. So they don't have to care. But let me tell you, you're watching. Yeah, when I say you're watching, I mean you're watching their behaviors and you're saying enough is enough. And here's what Twitchy brought out. They said, rough start for the NBA playoffs. Viewership on ABC is down 23% from last year. viewership down a huge 28% from the 18 to 49 year olds. That's the ones they really want. That's the demographic everybody's after, 18 to 49. Don't ask me why, because I'm going to tell you something. 50 and above buys a lot of stuff, but they want that 18 to 49. And that 18 to 49 bracket dropped almost 30%, 28%. They said the Lakers game was the lowest watch opener in 5 years. Overall ratings for the NBA down 20% compared to last postseason. They're in the postseason, by the way. My kid was watching the game. He said to me, Dad, he goes, one of the teams, I don't remember which one because I tell him all the time I don't care about basketball. But he says one of the teams, he goes, they're trying to lose. No, it was a baseball team. He goes, they're trying to lose because they want the top pick. And they figure this season's a waste anyway. Why fight to be the World Series victor this season in a shortened season? It doesn't matter. So he goes, they're trying to lose because they want the top pick for next year. They don't even, I mean, it's all strategy, and it isn't about the sport and gaining a fan base that understands and cares about you like the old days where your players stayed in the city and became intricate to it, an integral part. Nope, not at all. Anyway, another tweet from the same guy, his name is Damon Salvador, says the most incredible thing about NBA ratings tanking is the fact that a number of people are working from home, a record number. You could simply watch games at home while you're working. But people don't even want to do that. Yeah. Congratulations, conservatives. You know what I tell my son? Don't you leave this TV on a channel that has the NBA or Major League Baseball on it. Do not. I don't even want... If it's going to show something 3 hours later, I don't want the TV left on it. I don't want any Nielsen ratings. I want nothing to get credited to these clowns. We are going to teach them that, fries do go with that shake because you're going to be flipping burgers if you keep this up. And you know what happens when you're not on TV? I mean, I can happily say that this hasn't impacted me with Fox, and I will admit if I was on TV, it would be better. But you know what happens? You disappear. I don't disappear because I'm relevant. Stephen Curry, LeBron James, those guys, they will disappear. They are irrelevant otherwise. In fact, I'll be talking about LeBron James and his how he tries to make you think he's smarter than what he is in the next segment. But yeah, so I ask this question. The NBA's taking a 20% cut across the board. Do you think any of these players are going to ask for? Say, look, we understand, owners, what you're going through. We understand what we put you through. Should we join in the struggle with you and take a 20% pay cut, or do you think they're going to say, we don't care? I think you know the answer to this, because these young ingrates don't care about anything but themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Taylor, you
want to
follow up? So you're holding the autobiography of Malcolm X along with Alex Haley. I don't know how far you are into the book, but what's your biggest takeaway so far?
I kind of just started a couple of days ago. I've read and a lot of notes over the years. It's my first time actually reading this from start to finish. But just a very, very smart man.
That was LeBron James pretending that he's reading the autobiography of Malcolm X or some Malcolm X book. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to discuss. It's funny. I think I always think back years ago when people tell me, Kevin, you think there's going to be any reason to be discussing black issues if Romney wins? And I was like, man, you don't get it. That is such a naive statement. Do you think that there's going to be a reason to discuss black issues? Are you kidding? Was I prophetic and profound? Hardly. You just stop, you know, God, are people really that idiotic? Anyway, LeBron James, it's funny. Every time they show a picture of LeBron James with a book, he's always at the beginning. When he's going to be in public, he grabs a book and he walks around in public as if he's an intellectual. But every time you see him reading it, it's only the first few pages. I would like to see a picture of LeBron James at the end of a book. And then here's my other thing. That a lot of the pictures, I went and researched this after this, after I saw this clip. I went, I wonder how, because people were joking, like, every time I see a picture of LeBron James, the book is in the Twitter feed, they show pictures of this guy with books always at the beginning. And I thought, who's taking these pictures? And let me ask you this. How many pictures do you have with a book, reading a book? If your answer is zero, I'm not shocked. Maybe you have a picture reading a book to your children, but you reading a book. What it got me thinking is LeBron James is going around and he's pretending that he's reading these books. So he's a deep, profound guy. I'm not just a stupid basketball player. I ain't just a stupid basketball player. I research my topics. And I love how he put, I've been studying him for years, but this is the first time I actually read his book. So you were studying a man, but you didn't read his autobiography or anything about him. You just got tidbits elsewhere. But you were studying the guy. I've been studying this guy. See, I not only studied Malcolm X, I read his book. So I know a lot more about. And what's funny, in this clip, we got to play the rest of this clip. He knows nothing about Malcolm X, because if he did, he wouldn't be condoning Black Lives Matter. Malcolm X made a complete transformation from this ethnocentric racism to embracing all of humanity. And that's why he was killed by the Nation of Islam. Let's play the rest of this clip.
Very, very, very smart man. And basically, his words in the 60s and what was going on is actually what's going on today still. Him understanding how powerful the Negro can be. He used that word a lot. How powerful we are. But we have to unite. And we have to be together. We have to stand strong. Because there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be things that's going to be thrown at us where they try to weaken us. They try to make us feel like we're not kings and queens. And it's going to come from all, different races and different shapes and sizes and things of that nature. Just a very powerful-minded gentleman. And it's unbelievable to kind of read something that's coming directly from him. Just hate. Wish I had an opportunity to meet him. Obviously, we know what the situation that happened along. Not only him, but Dr. Martin Luther King, some of the greats that's ever walked this face of the earth, not only just here in America, but this face of the earth. So.
You buying it? Welcome back, everybody. Profound LeBron James, profound. He was a very, very, very smart man. His words in the 60s is actually what's going on today. He talked a lot about the Negro. That's what he called him, the Negro. I use that word. You know that the word Negro is a banned word? Why do you think I use it all the time? I call them silly Negroes and colored people. Those are banned words. Y'all white folks can't even say them. I think sometimes y'all just come to this program to hear the words you can't say. Yeah. Well, welcome, white Negroes and white colored folks. I'm glad you're here on the KevinJacksonShow.com. LeBron James says of Malcolm X, he's a very, very, very smart man. Wow, so he got three varies. And what's happening in the 60s is going on today. I don't know, LeBron, if what's happening in the 60s is going on today, because I don't see the Negro getting shot with water cannons and getting German Shepherd sicked on him. I see the Negro getting a lot of opportunity and squandering it. That's how this Negro sees it. But he says, we must unite together, stand strong. They try to weaken us. Who's trying to weaken us? Who? If they were trying to weaken us, LeBron, how did you get to where you got? Oh, just pure talent? Do you know, has Kaepernick played another round of football? The answer is no. It isn't necessarily that he's the worst possible candidate for second string or third string quarterback. It's because the man said, we no longer want you. If they want to keep you down, they can keep you down. So why haven't they kept everybody down? Kaepernick kept himself down. He, you know, it's funny. We talk to our kids and we say things like, it's not you, it's your action that is going to create the problem. You know, your kids will get mad at you when you discipline. They're like, well, now I don't get to do so-and-so. And you go, so who are you mad at? Well, you're mad at me. I only gave you the action that I told you I would give you if you did the wrong thing. So how is it that you want to be mad at me? And they're like, well, and you go, no, it's on you. You choose the right action, you get the right consequence. But LeBron James says people are trying to weaken us. Well, let me tell you something. Black folks are choosing the wrong actions and weakening themselves, and he knows it. Malcolm X, look, if he's serious about reading Malcolm X and can get beyond page 3, it will be profound for him. The problem is, I don't think LeBron can really read. I think he's got a white boy he pays to sit there and reads books to him when he's on his private jet. Because he's got no understanding of this stuff. I think LeBron James wants to appear as an intellectual. He wants to transition from, I'm just a stupid, dumb basketball player that barely got out of high school on my athleticism, wouldn't dare go to college because I couldn't make it. But now I'm an intellect. And I get to tell young black people how to feel about stuff. Make us feel like kings and queens. We are not all kings and queens. Except we can be to ourselves. It was the biggest bunch of drivel. And you know what? People hang on this dude's every word over drivel.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient, and I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes, and I do not understand
while the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
Busy day for President Trump as he heads to Latrobe, Pennsylvania for a Keep America Great Again rally. That one starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And the Bidens are heading to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with the father of Jacob Blake. This is USA Radio News. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is reminding everyone to mask up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A White House Coronavirus Task Force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness.
More Starlink internet satellites are being launched by SpaceX. 60 of them took off Thursday morning. The first stage of the rocket booster landed on a drone ship close to 10 minutes following the launch. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of signs out there, folks, if you just know how to look for them. 81 Nobel Peace Prize winners endorsed Joe Biden, thus validating that the Nobel Peace Prize is finally truly worthless. I mean, you knew it when Obama won it for doing nothing, but now it has certainly been validated. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are here. Yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize, they touted Biden's belief in science as the reason for endorsing him. Not the fact that the organization is more left than a NASCAR lap, but his belief in science, as if Donald Trump doesn't believe in science. You know, it's funny how the left tries to validate themselves. We're all about the science. They are the least scientific people on the planet. They are emotional in their thought process. There's not an ounce of logic in anything that they do. The only thing that's logical, if you want to understand the leftists, the mind of a leftist, is follow the money and the power. Anything that's going to give them money and power is what they espouse to. Science is what we're talking about. Did you see the first COVID-19 scam rallies? People holding signs saying COVID-19 is a lie. These are going to go on all over the country. And they are being validated because COVID-19 is a lie. The CDC came out and said it. I already talked about it. Fauci's already trying to denounce the CDC for what they said. But you don't have to worry about any of that. Let me tell you how you know. How you know is, do as I say, not as I do. Cuomo's out, the governor, seen on camera, his assistant with a mask on about 3 feet behind him, and he's got no mask on, walking around New York City somewhere. Governor Cuomo. Do as I say, not as I do. And certainly by now you've heard or seen a video of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi showcasing two types of Americas. One where businesses are scuttled and Americans are told to conform to these draconian rules. Then there is her elitist America where the rules do not apply. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I follow the rules. You follow the rules. We've been taught to follow the rules. We've been taught to play fair, to fight fair. But I'm going to tell you right now, you better stop playing by the rules. You better stop fighting fair because they are not doing that on the other side. Now, what are the rules we're talking about? We're saying rules, women, that you have to be ugly. Unless you are a hairdresser or you can do your own makeup, the rules are you must abide by the law. You must stay in this lockdown mode over this nonsense, scamdemic is what they're calling it now. The Wu Flu virus plandemic that has bilked the American taxpayer out of not billions, but trillions of dollars. Force people into these self-imposed lockdowns, self-imprisonment, self-imposed slavery over nothing.
over you knowing intuitively that something's wrong here when the number of people dying by two bullets to the back of the head is being made into the COVID-19 Wu flu, and when they have to pay hospitals $39,900 to say, well, if it's a COVID-coded patient, then you've got special things going on. So you make almost 40 grand to code something. Let me tell you something. If you give me 40 grand to do or say the right thing and there's no harm, no foul, done. It's like this guy I was talking about. He said, man, I got this cushy job on a sitcom. It's making $20,000 a week, $80,000 a month. He goes, to do a pretty much a non-role, you know, like to sit in the diner and go, hey, every now and then. You think I wouldn't go do that job for 20 grand a week? I'd be on my computer working, doing a real job while I was making that 20K. And the guy talks about it. He says, man, I thought it was going to last forever. He goes, it didn't. It lasted one season. He goes, I bought my mom and dad a house. Or maybe it was two seasons. But he said, I have nothing to show for it. Nothing. But I would do that cushy job. And let me tell you, if you think the hospitals weren't going to take advantage of that, you're out of your mind. They were coding everything COVID. It was a scam. And it was proven because Nancy Pelosi is seen on video security footage having her hair done, even though salons in San Francisco are on lockdown at the behest of her governor, who happens to be her nephew. But no, Nancy Pelosi's not going to walk around looking like Sasquatch. She's not worried about this pandemic. And let me tell you, she's got to be on TV. There's a reason why Nancy can get away with this, and you ordinary women have to go around looking like the sister of Quasimodo. You are not going to be able to go get your hair done or your nails done in San Francisco. How dare you? The rules are for the elitists in the Democratic Party. They said she went for a wash and a blowout on Monday afternoon, despite local ordinances that keep the salon closed amid this virus. They got the security footage and they have her there Monday at 3:08 p.m. Pacific time, walking through East Salon with her wet hair, without her mask, over her mouth or her nose. And the stylist is right behind her, following, wearing a black face mask. The nonsense of this. The stylist is wearing the mask. She's still following the rules, even though Pelosi isn't. It's just too rich. This story is too rich. Salons in San Francisco had been closed since March and were only notified they could reopen on September 1st for outdoor hairstyling services only. But in a statement issued by Pelosi's, manservant or whatever he is, her chief of staff, Drew Hamill, he says, the speaker always wears a mask and complies with the local COVID requirements. The business offered for the speaker to come in on Monday and were told they were allowed by the city to have one customer at a time in the business. The speaker complied with the rules as presented to her by this establishment. Lie. That's a lie. That's a cover-up for Nancy Pelosi. Hey, leftists listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Do as I say, not as I do. That is the motto by which you live. Oh, tax the heck out of those conservatives, but don't tax me. I'm all for taxing everybody. Just don't tax me. I'm all for blah, blah, blah. Just don't tax me. I'm all for those windmills, those wind farms. Just don't put them by my house. Whatever it is, they got there's always a caveat. Don't put it no, it can't be mine. Oh, no. These are signs, folks. The business owner told Fox News that she was an independent stylist who rents a chair in the salon and that Pelosi's assistant had sent her a message asking for the appointment. Wouldn't it be nice to have an assistant ask for an appointment? And then the business that's supposed to be closed says, sure, I'll open it for you. Isn't life nice when you are a leftist, elitist, lying skank? Isn't life nice? The owner of the salon, who rents the chair to the salon, the person, She was outraged. She says it was a slap in the face. She said she had received the Paycheck Protection Program loan, but had been prevented from reopening by local regulations. And here's Pelosi. Hey, listen, we don't have to go through convention here. Why don't you just open up the store for me, and I'll come in and get my hair done. I'll tell you a quick story about me in this regard. It's not quite the same. But I got my hair cut when I had hair. At a place, really good barbers, very stylish, kind of upscale black barbershop, not the typical one you see in the movies. And one day I had to get a haircut, and I loved the way this one girl cut my hair. She was quick. It wasn't a whole lot of conversation because I used a guy named BJ, but I had to sneak around from BJ because BJ would drink. He cut hair like a maniac. He was great at it. The problem was BJ would take his time. And I was always rushed. I had meetings. So I would be like, literally, I'm telling you, I would tip BJ so much. Like, my haircut was like $12. I would give this dude $30. And you know what he would do every time I came into the shop? He'd say to the other guys, he'd go, hey, my big brother here, he called ahead, and he was waiting on me and all this. And he would put me in front of everybody because he knew he was going to get paid double a haircut. So he would do it. But he would take his time. He would move me up, but he would take so long because he would be talking to me. What you into there these days, little bro? You know, and he's having a conversation. I don't have time. So I ended up sneaking around with one of the other barbers who was a chick. And she, when they moved to the new salon, she would get me in. So one day she's doing my hair, cutting my hair, and she says, oh, Kev, she goes, I got to hurry and get you out. I go, why? She's closing the blinds to the shop. And I went, why? She goes, because Michael's coming. It wasn't Michael Jackson. It was Michael, the receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. I forget his name now. But is it Michael? The dude that got in trouble with all the ladies and stuff. But anyway, he and Deion Sanders came in to get their hair cut, and she kicks me out, closes the shop up, and does it for them. That's essentially what happened with Pelosi. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Megahawk, you almost turned green over there. Now, I want to know, what were you telling those guys?
Well, I was trying to get them to understand, like, just first, answer the question. Answer, you know, because Donald Trump is racist. Well, how's he racist? That's it.
He's been saying, I've seen him quoted saying some racist shit about black people.
Like what? Nothing. You got nothing. You keep saying, oh, I heard him say this. I heard him say that. But you have no facts, though, right? You got to come up with no facts. That's it. Oh, and then just repeat it and repeat it. So I'm like, look, just answer the question. But they can't answer the question because they have no facts on their side. They have no facts. They don't do any research. They don't learn, do any type of higher learning when it comes to what they believe. All they know is what the media narrative tells them to believe, and that's all they parrot.
The organization is fake. It's like, I personally believe that the BLM movement is fake. It has nothing to do with advancing the lives of black people.
They want to break up the family home.
Exactly. Their main goal is to break up the patriarchal like nuclear family. They want the men removed out of the family, which is what Democrats want also.
Exactly.
If BLM really cared about black lives, why would it be solely isolated to incidents where a black life is taken at the hands of a white cop? That happens less than 1%.
Come on.
Now, wait. Now, I like to like equate this to, it's the same as if I was in a horrific accident. I have a massive head wound. I have a leg fracture and a scratch in my finger. And here come the first responders, and they want to tend to the scratch in my finger.
Talking about signs today on the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Appreciate all the messages of you guys, you know, telling me you enjoy the show, all the critiques you're giving me. And I did hear one of my buddies call me. Funny clip. We'll play that. I got to get with him because he's a funny guy. We got to do some stuff together. But, man, I've just been swamped in a host of other things. But anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. And I'm talking about signs. I just told you, Pelosi gets caught getting her hair did at the salon. And she, as I said, do as I say, not as I do. The Democrats don't believe in COVID. They don't believe in Black Lives Matter. They don't believe in all this nonsense that we see. It's all just it's BS. Later in the broadcast, I want to play something from Chris Cuomo to show you that Chris Cuomo doesn't trust the media. Exactly. Doesn't trust the media. You know, it's that thing that you've learned not to do. He knows it too. See, they're duplicitous. This is why I love you so much. The majority of you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, conservatives, Judeo-Christian conservatives, who believe in just right versus wrong. I love you people because, you know what, we screw up. We have all the issues of humankind running through our little, you know, whatever, part of the woods or whatever you want to call it. There's nothing exclusive that the left does that somebody on the right is not doing. The difference is you seem to care about it. You know if there's something wrong if you do something morally wrong. You know it and you recognize it and you want to do something about it. The left doesn't care. They rationalize. You don't. So we're talking about these signs. These were brothers. That clip I played is a bunch of black folks. And there's blacks and there's black leftists. And these guys are arguing with a black leftist and they're saying, tell me something that's racist. Because this guy's like, Trump is a racist. And he's like, how so? And he can't answer the question. And these brothers are like, see, you're all talk. You're talking points. It's getting through. I'm not going to take you back through the polling. We went over that the other day. You know the polling. The polling is Donald Trump is getting the black vote. He will get a minimum of double. I tell you, Donald Trump will get five times what he got in the black vote, 40%, enough to make for Democrats to be completely in fear for their lives. And I'm telling you right now, the only thing that people are talking about is mail-in voting. And oh, they won't be able to call the election right after the election because of mail-in voting. That's Republicans pushing back and making it, you know, they got to make everything dire. And by the way, we have a vote in person program going on right now. And I'm telling you right now that even though we're pushing this program, I'm not the person who started it, who's part of the administration. I can't say who. This whole issue comes around. She's really afraid that this mail-in voting could be a big deal. So I said, look, we'll pursue it. I don't have the passion for it that you have, but help us figure it out, and we will push people to get to the polls. I personally vote in person. I've only voted absentee one time, and that was because I knew I was going to be traveling. Other than that, I'm going to the poll. I want to make sure the machine's working right. If it's a Chad, I'm going to push it through. You know, everything. I'm going to check it at the end, make sure everything's good to go. I'm going to do the whole dance. Because I want to make sure my vote counts. And I encourage you to do the same. If you're interested, go to vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org. That's where the project launched. So go there, get registered, let people know, make sure you bring your friends. If you got friends that need to be, whatever, do it. And it's a nonpartisan thing because I'm saying to Democrats, you need to go there too. I don't want one group of people mailing in, another group voting, because let me tell you what mail-in voting is all about. It's about fraud. Anyway, back to these brothers. So these brothers are telling this guy, you don't know what you're talking about because you're just spitting out talking points. And that's all they do.
That's all Democrats do. Trump is a racist. There's plenty of evidence that Trump is not a racist, but they don't want to believe it. Trump, look, what does this guy have to do, you know, to convince these clowns? But let me just go ahead and tell you what he can do. He talks about it himself, and here's Trump talking about his record on blacks.
So I've done criminal justice reform. I saved the historically black colleges and universities. What they went through is for years, including
the funding.
Prison reform, criminal justice reform.
Next term.
Opportunity zone. More of the same. And in fact, I actually said in the speech, the best is yet to come. And I've been treated very well, at least in the polls, I hope. You know, I hope that translates, because unfortunately, the African American, the black community, has been so used to going and pressing a Democrat lever. And what have they got out of it? They've got nothing. Obama didn't give them criminal justice reform. I did. Obama didn't give them opportunity zones. I did. Obama didn't do all of the things. Didn't say Obama could have saved the historically black colleges and universities. He didn't do anything for them.
I told you guys that Donald Trump is not going to rely on the media to tell the truth about what he's done for blacks. He'll say it himself. Have you heard any pushback? Welcome back to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are with me. I validate everything that I talk about. A lot of it's conjecture, just me, you know, reading the tea leaves, watching the way the wind blows or whatever else. But it's based on common sense and the little bit that I do know about politics, which is quite a lot. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get you to get into a mindset to understand how to discern this stuff and look at it and understand what's happening here. You have one of the best marketers on the planet who says, I'm not letting you just sell the concept of who I am. I'm done with it. And over time, Donald Trump has eroded this notion that he's a racist. And black folks are waking up. And as I told you, I'll say it again, Donald Trump will get 500% of the black vote that he got in the first election in 2016. Now, that being said, he doesn't need it. Donald Trump only needs 16%. He doesn't need 16. The numbers that we hear are, well, first of all, he doesn't need it. He can keep it at 8. He's already proven he can win with just 8%. But can you imagine if it's 16, he doubles the amount of black vote? What if it's 20, which the lowest poll I've seen so far is 25. 24, and then you get into the 30s. I've seen as high as 36. I personally will tell you it's 40. Yeah. What else? Signs, folks. These are signs. How many black folks are you now beginning to see on your Twitter feed wearing MAGA hats, talking openly about support of Trump? How many of you? I've got black Democrats who have converted that, Kevin, there are two of them asking me right now, Kevin, can you put me on film? I'm willing to go on the record. Can I get on your radio show? They want to tell you their story. I just don't have the time right now. Yep. Trump talked about HBCUs, criminal justice reform, prison reform, opportunity zones. And here's what he says. The best is yet to come. Black folks have benefited, and they're saying, you know what? If that white boy can do that, I want to see him do some more. Oh, yeah. And so what are you hearing? Oh, here's the latest poll I heard. Donald Trump and Biden, he's closing the gap in North Carolina. It's neck and neck is what I saw. Did you hear this? It's neck and neck in North Carolina. You know why they're focusing on these battleground states and we're starting to hear what we're hearing? Because they can't keep a lid on it. It's done. We're neck and neck. And then you got all this duplicitous nature of the Democrats. Pelosi getting her hair done, breaking the rules, demanding that a salon opens for her. Doesn't socially distance herself either. Can't have the Speaker of the House looking like one of her sodomites, right? Nothing new here, folks. Democrats showcase their lies and their duplicitous nature. You've awakened.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.